Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, the big game is this Sunday. A lot of big parties, perhaps a lot of large calorie intakes as well. Maybe that New Year's resolution for you, though, is still in effect. And, well, you don't want to ruin it just over a football game and some commercials, right? Well, here to help you out right now, John Rickards, a registered dietitian based in Philadelphia, deals primarily in weight management. Joining me right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. John, first of all, thanks for the time. When you get together with friends for something like the big game that we're going to all watch this weekend, is there anything in particular that you try to avoid?
You got to go to the big go-tos with the Super Bowl, and usually that's pizza, wings, and beer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to avoid all three, but if you can set some sort of limitations on yourself, sometimes you can get out without creating too much damage. First of all, is always going with a game plan. You know what you're going to do and kind of try to stick to it. In terms of like pizza, you can go with more like a thin crust pizza. You're saving yourself a ton of calories with just a crust.
Oh, okay.
You can add some vegetables on there, add some nutritional value. I mean, that can help hold you over. In terms of wings, I mean, that's always tough. I mean, you can never really replace wings.
Right.
But you can always have alternatives. You can always go with, if you're preparing your own, you can go with a grilled chicken breast. I mean, you could throw a buffalo sauce on that too, so you're still getting the same flavoring. You're just saving a ton of calories in terms of the skin itself, where all the fat is held in the wings. And then with beer, obviously that's a tough one, but you can always go with a light beer. I mean, a light beer versus a regular beer, I mean, you're saving 50 calories per beer almost. So say you have four beers during the Super Bowl, that right there, saving yourself 200, 300 calories in one shot.
No, it's certainly, when you combine all three of those things that you just mentioned together, you could end up saving yourself easily upwards of 600 to 1,000 calories, maybe, right?
Absolutely.
Registered dietitian John Rickards here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So let's move from the big ticket items for the big game to maybe some of the smaller items, because obviously you're going to have your chips and your dips and your pretzels as well. Any other recommended maybe or substitutions for the more traditional Super Bowl snacks?
I mean, you want to look for some sort of nutritional value. And what I always go with is those snacks that actually keep you active while you're eating them. And those would be like the pistachios or peanuts in the shell still.
Oh.
You're still getting some protein, you're getting some healthy fats, you're getting some fiber, but at the same time, it's keeping you active. So it's not going to allow you to eat so much in just, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
It'll allow you to kind of keep you busy throughout the course of the game. In terms of your dips, I mean, there's always like the 7-layer dip that everyone goes with. It has the refried beans, the guacamole, the cheese, the sour cream. So I tend to recommend that you stay away from that. You can still have guacamole. That's some good healthy fat. And stick to like the salsa. I mean, that's a very, very low-calorie snack that can keep you busy over the course of the game, too.
I love what you mentioned earlier, too, about having a game plan. Do you ever recommend to people, you know, maybe if you're going to have this, then lay off of that, like kind of almost pick and choose in a sense?
Yeah, and I actually say, I mean, there's always a halftime show, so I set a limit on I'm only going to eat during halftime. That way you're not picking over the course of 3 or 4 hours. It kind of limits you to the 30-minute break during halftime. I mean, that right there could save you a day's worth of calories. I mean,
right,
if you're eating over 3 hours versus, you know, just 30 minutes.
Absolutely. Well, the average American usually takes in a ton of calories this Sunday for the big game, but some excellent tips right there on how maybe you can avoid some of that, but still, you know, enjoy yourself, because obviously that's important as well. Registered dietitian John Rickards, based in Philadelphia, with the 411 here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Thanks for the time, John.
Thanks, Ralphie.